This is Jordan Seculo back in Washington, D.C. Conscience under attack by the Obama administration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We've been pretty clear, Charlie and Erica, that this is about religious freedom, all right? It's not about contraception. And what we're worried about now is the exemption given to the churches is so strangling and is so narrow, and it's also presumptuous in that a bureau of the federal government is attempting to define for the church the extent of its ministry and ministers.
I think the tipping point occurs when government goes, as it did in the Health and Human Service regulations, where government has not gone before. Normally, this kind of regulation would contain a religious exemption.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
I'll tip my hat to the new.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
It's puzzling why the government chose to break new ground here by establishing a religious exemption that is so narrow that practically no one qualifies for it.
We don't get fooled again.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And just to let you know, today on the broadcast, we'll be carrying over to the Jordan Sekulow Show, an extended edition of Jay Sekulow Live and the Jordan Sekulow Show. So we'll be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, is in the studio with me here in Washington, D.C. And Than, some big news to announce out of Congress in this fight. People have seen the lawsuits that have been filed by the Catholic institutions, 43 different institutions, organizations, dioceses, against the HHS mandate in 12 different lawsuits around the country. And we were asked by a member of Congress to also write a brief to represent him. And, and he's asking fellow members of Congress to join.
Yeah, this is really big news, Jordan. This is what Cardinal Dolan was talking about in the open there. But the big news on this, is it follows what I told our listeners a few days ago, that I thought that Congress would come out really strong on this issue. It's already happening, Jordan. We were contacted by Congressman Jeff Landry from Louisiana. He's been a real champion on this issue. He asked us to write a brief that he could file in each of these cases. We're talking about 12 cases. It may be consolidated down to 9. But he's going to be asking his colleagues, other members of Congress, to join him on those briefs. We've already started the drafting process. I think we're going to have wide support. But I think the good news here is the timing, Jordan. I mean, we're talking about just days after these filing, and already Congressman Jeff Landry has sort of led Congress out of the gates on this one. So big news. We're already off and running on it.
Folks, we want to take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. An unprecedented, really, an attack, an assault on religious freedom and the rights of conscience, which are so important in the United States. We hold these freedoms dear. When you're talking about these issues, we want to talk to you about it, 1-800-684-3110. But again, we've been asked by a member of Congress, Congressman Landry of Louisiana, to write this brief. He came to the ACLJ directly to do this, to defend the conscience rights of these organizations. So we'll now be involved in those lawsuits happening around the country. And the stand said it's right now 12 lawsuits. It may be whittled down to 9, some consolidation there. 43 different Catholic groups have already filed. We'll now be representing members of Congress, but we're already representing one member of Congress, Congressman Jeff Landry. Folks, I want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And maybe you'll want to comment about this headline in the Washington Times. Pro-choice Americans found in record low minority. A record low, 41% of Americans identify themselves as pro-choice on abortion, according to a poll released on Wednesday. While the number of Americans who say they are pro-life bounced back into the majority, it has shifted back to the majority of Americans considering themselves to be pro-life. Again, this confirms it's a sharp turnaround in personal attitudes about abortion 17 years since that polling began. In 1995, the first year of the poll, 56% of respondents said they were pro-choice. That was in 1995. Now, 2012, only 41% identify themselves as pro-choice. Folks, stand with the rights of conscience. Call now, 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. And give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We want to talk to you on air.
Once again, the religious freedom of military chaplains is under attack. First, chaplains who serve in the U.S. military face challenges about praying in the name of Jesus. Opposition surfaced there. Now, with President Obama endorsing same-sex marriage, a new concern in the military. Will military chaplains be forced to perform marriage ceremonies that violate their consciences, their religious beliefs? The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of protecting the conscience rights of Americans, especially those who serve in our armed forces. Legislation protecting the conscience rights of military chaplains has already cleared the House. The next hurdle, the U.S. Senate. Stand with the ACLJ and urge the Senate to approve this vital legislation. Military chaplains must not be required to violate their religious beliefs by performing same-sex marriage ceremonies. Add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm in the studio in Washington, D.C. Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, also in the studio with me. I wanted to ask you this question. 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call. This poll that came out about pro-life Americans, I think this ties right into the conscience battles, whether you're talking about the chaplains, whether you're talking about the HHS mandate, another mandate within Obamacare, an administrative law, regulatory mandate that says, you know, you must, the insurance companies now are going, that was the compromise, remember, they're going to pay for everything now. They're going to pay for all the abortifacients you'd like, all of the birth control you'd like, and if you're an organization that doesn't want to be paying for that with the insurance you provide your employees, well, no options for you, unless you happen to actually be the church itself. The actual church, the actual diocese, that's about it. So if you've got a soup kitchen or a food bank or a homeless shelter or a hospital or a college that is religiously affiliated, you don't get an exemption. And don't think for a minute this is just about Catholics, because I'll tell you what, they get this through, and they're able to fight this one out in the courts, which now they're going to have to fight it out in courts. You know what part two is? Part two is abortion. They'll say, well, the insurance company will pay for it. And what will be their justification? It's cheaper. So that's how they're justifying all of the contraception and abortifacient mandate. It's cheaper than having a child. Well, so is having an abortion. I mean, a first-term abortion you have for a few hundred bucks. It's much cheaper than going through the full process for an insurance company of having a baby. And remember, this is the government mandating this. The government is mandating the insurance companies to provide it to everyone, too. I mean, they're involved as well, which makes it difficult, even if you're an insurance company that doesn't want to be providing these services. I want to take your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. But here's the tie-in question. This is really what I'd like to get your answer on. I kind of grew up within the pro-life movement, and this poll that Gallup has been doing has been only happening for the last 17 years. 1995 is when they started asking people, are you pro-choice or pro-life? In 1995, 56% of the people in the poll said that they were pro-choice. Now, fast forward to 2012, and it's down to its record low. Now, a record low, in a time where we're supposed to be more progressive and to the left of the left on every issue, it's down to its record low, only 41%. What has changed? I want to hear this from you. What do you think has changed? And would you have answered the question differently 17 years ago? Did you consider yourself maybe pro-choice 17 years ago? Is it technology? Is it faith? Is it scripture? Is it education? Or is it just people finally speaking out in unison about the issue and getting the kind of coverage, doing the work that we do and so many others do to promote the pro-life cause, which is one issue which I think, you know, it ties us all together, Catholic, Protestant, and everyone else in between, because we care about these issues deeply. I want to get your comments and questions on that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We do have some phone calls coming in, Than. Let's get started.
Yeah, let's start with David. He's calling in from North Carolina on line one. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Dave. We're doing good.
The question I had was, and you may have said this and I just didn't hear it, but I didn't hear of any Protestant denominations joining in with these lawsuits. Are there no Protestant churches also would be affected by this?
Well, these are the first. So remember, the Catholic faith that teaches that this is something you should not do, whereas the Protestant faith does not. I mean, it's not necessarily against contraceptive and birth control. That's more of a personal decision. So it probably doesn't pose the same kind of situation for a employer that's not a Catholic-based, so whether it's a school or a hospital or a medical facility. But also think about that, what I'm saying. How many Catholic schools are there? Jesuit schools and Franciscan schools. And I think about that's not just at the college level either, but elementary Catholic schools, hospitals. I don't even really have to start there. Everyone can think of Catholic hospitals in their own areas and communities. So you see why this immediately affects the Catholic Church directly. But David, let me remind you, we're representing now a member of Congress who asked us directly to write a brief to join the side of these Catholic groups. We have evangelical attorneys, evangelical Catholic attorneys, mainline Christian attorneys, all at the American Center for Law and Justice. And we recognize it as a bigger religious liberty issue. But I would say, David, that's why you're seeing the Catholic organizations come out first. And Than, it's because this was really aimed, part one of this, at them. I mean, this is who it offends the most directly. Though what I think has to be important for everybody is, if you don't get upset about this, you're next. And it'll be abortion.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me say two things. First of all, the diversity of these 43 plaintiffs in this case. I mean, it's not just, like you said, dioceses and churches. I mean, we're talking about the University of Notre Dame. We're talking about the Catholic University of America. So maybe some institutions in there that aren't necessarily hard right either. But I would echo your other point, Jordan. That is, the infrastructure of these Catholic institutions is second to none when it comes to serving the needs of the community. You're talking about, you know, soup kitchens and outreaches to the poor that are being impacted here. And I thought that Cardinal Dolan really spoke to this so eloquently, because he said the institutions that aren't getting these exemptions are the ones that aren't churches. They're the ones that reach to people who aren't Catholics. They're the ones who don't check to see if you're a member of the church when they come in so that they can feed you. So what the administration has really done here, Jordan, is say if you're reaching out to people of the community that aren't in your church, you don't get this exemption. And that's really what's wrong here.
Yeah, folks, I'm going to take your phone calls. A lot of people are calling in now, 1-800-684-3110. Let's play that soundbite from Cardinal Dolan, who's the head of the Catholic Church in the United States of America. Timothy Dolan, he's part of this lawsuit. And I will tell you, this is unprecedented, I think, Thad, by the Catholic leaders to come together like this. It should be an example for all of us to fight these in a way that they obviously spent a lot of deliberation. They were working with the administration. And they've basically thrown their hands up in the air. And, you know, it's happening around election season, but you could tell these groups were reluctant to go to court. They wanted to work out a solution. They weren't all necessarily opposed to a government-infused healthcare system, right, to say the least, but they said enough. I mean, they were targeted here, and they're not just going to, you know, take it and decide. Because some of them are saying, Than, it's either this or we shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when this regulation first came out, Jordan, they did not come out against it. What they did is they went back to the administration and said, we think you made a mistake here. We don't think you intended to do this. This is what would happen. We would have to shut down if this regulation went in place, because we're not going to violate the tenets of our faith. So what did the administration do? They came back with an accommodation that did two things. It said, number one, we'll give you another year until you have to violate your conscience. Well, of course, that didn't solve the problem. But then the other thing is they set up an accounting gimmick, just like they did for Planned Parenthood. They said, we will make the insurance companies be the ones that provide these services that you object to. Well, of course, that doesn't solve the problem either, for two reasons. That cost is going to be passed along to these institutions anyway. And second, The objection is not just who pays for it, Jordan. It's having to participate in facilitating a product or a service that you don't agree with. It's a religious liberty issue, not just a contraceptive issue. So they worked with the administration, and the administration just continued to ram it down their throats.
You know, folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of the questions came about, I asked 17 years ago, were you pro-choice? Because you look at the polls, 56% said they were pro-choice in 1995. It's down to 41%. The medical technology, I think, is there. The science is there. The advocacy on the pro-life side is there. But that's why Planned Parenthood's fighting so hard right now. They see these poll numbers. This is why the head of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, NARAL Pro-Choice America, she's stepping down because of these kind of polls and this information. Dan, a lot of people are calling in about this. Let's start with their phone calls.
Yeah, let's go to Glenn. He's calling in from Connecticut on line 4. Glenn, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Yeah, 17 years ago, I would have been definitely pro-choice, but the reason I've become pro-life is actually basically what you've already said. I don't need to repeat what you just got through saying. That sums it up. I mean, the science, everything. Everything's just has proven to me that I was wrong before. I kind of had a laissez-faire attitude towards it, and I just don't anymore. I'm not an activist per se. I'm not standing in front of abortion clinics, but you know what? If the consequences, personal consequences to me, weren't going to be so risky, I probably would, because I really do feel strongly that abortion has become a it's just completely abused, and in cases where there's truly a medical emergency, there may be a actual reason to have an abortion, but. For 99.8% of the cases, it's just completely misused.
You know, I think let me tell you, Glenn. Thank you for your phone call. And I think this is exactly what I was hoping to get these kind of responses to, so people who are listening can understand. I think 17 years ago, and Glenn, you said kind of the laissez-faire attitude towards it. And I think that's where people were. It's not that they were they got asked that question, are you pro-choice or pro-life? Pro-choice wasn't such a bad thing. Now you have the head of Planned Parenthood saying you should answer the question. I mean, that's what she said. Cecile Richards, Glenn, she said, don't ask the question that way, labels like pro-choice and pro-life. Now, that wasn't a problem for them 15 years ago. Now, or 17 years ago. Now it's a problem because pro-choice is no good anymore in the United States. We'll be right back. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Support us at ACLJ.org. We're going to battle on the HHS mandate, representing Congressman Jeff Landry. ACLJ.org. Go there to check us out.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Once again, the religious freedom of military chaplains is under attack. First, chaplains who serve in the U.S. military face challenges about praying in the name of Jesus. Opposition surfaced there. Now, with President Obama endorsing same-sex marriage, a new concern in the military. Will military chaplains be forced to perform marriage ceremonies that violate their consciences, their religious beliefs? The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of protecting the conscience rights of Americans, especially those who serve in our armed forces. Legislation protecting the conscience rights of military military chaplains has already cleared the House. The next hurdle, the U.S. Senate. Stand with the ACLJ and urge the Senate to approve this vital legislation. Military chaplains must not be required to violate their religious beliefs by performing same-sex marriage ceremonies. Add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
That's me in the spotlight.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you, go to aclj.org. Stand to protect the conscience rights of chaplains. Conscience is under attack in a way that it just hasn't been. And if you can't make it to the website, let me encourage you to call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I think it's a great day to support the American Center for Law and Justice. We've got so much work going on here in the United States, around the world. Right before radio today, back in Washington, D.C., I was in Tennessee the last couple of days, our offices there. I was back in the studio here in Washington, upstairs meeting on our work in Brazil, talking about fighting for life there and protecting pastors' rights there in the fifth biggest country in the world where we're doing work now. And then back on the air with you, reading out these pro-life statistics, which are really unbelievable. Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, the head of Planned Parenthood in the U.S., she said, labels like pro-choice and pro-life fail to capture the complexity of how most people actually think and feel about abortion in this country. Now, that's interesting because 17 years ago, which sounds like a long time, but that's 1995, so not too long ago, 17 years ago, 56% of people in America had no problem calling themselves pro-choice. That's a big, big number, 56% of Americans. They said, yeah, I'm sure I'm pro-life. Like Glenn called in and said, I consider myself to be pro-choice. It wasn't a big deal. What's happened? Why has the name been so tarnished? Because people figured out what that means. It means abortion on demand. It doesn't mean, oh, these rare abortion circumstances. It means abortions at seven months. Just because you don't want to have a baby anymore. You know, the idea doesn't sound good to you. That's what it means to be pro-choice. And now, only 41% of Americans. That's a huge drop, considering the propaganda that comes out of the pro-abortion industry, which is now $1 billion a year, just Planned Parenthood, $1 billion a year organization. It's dropped to this lowest point in history. So what are we going to do? What are you going to seize the moment? I mean, that's good. But what are we going to change legislatively? How are we going to fight this out in the courts with the HHS mandate and the conscience protections there? We will take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me remind you as well, if you're hanging on the line or you want to call into the show, we'll be taking your phone calls on the Jordan Sekulow show as well. It starts a minute after Jay Sekulow Live, so you don't have to hold too much longer. And you can keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110. But go to aclj.org, support the American Center for Law and Justice, or call 877-989-2255. We can't do this work without all of you and without your support. 877-989-2255. Dan, a lot of people with the comments, and it's great because I think it ties right into these poll numbers that have come out, so we'll just take calls.
Yeah, a lot of calls coming in on this issue, Jordan. Let's start with Emery. He's calling in from Colorado on line one. Emery, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Emery, you're dropping a little bit. It may just be your phone through a set, so we'll come back to you. Then let's grab another call.
Let's just go to line two. Let's go to May. She's calling from New York. May, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, May.
Well,
you're on the air.
On this? Okay, my opinion is this. I think your baby boomers are getting older. Years ago in the 70s, I had an abortion, and I'm devastated over it. Years ago, we had no information. It wasn't really talked about too much. Now we're all getting to an age where we're mostly, I would believe, most people are getting religious. I know I'm a Christian. Christianity was not real big. It was not real notable years ago, and now it is. Christianity is everywhere. And I think people are much closer to God. See, I disagree with a lot of pastors in this world. We have a lot of things that are bad in this world, but we also have more Christians and more people with consciences, not Obama, but people that have conscience. And I think this is where it's coming from, is people are finally stepping up and taking hold of this and being responsible. But I would never have made this choice with the knowledge that I have now and the heart that I have now, but that wasn't available to us. So I think the people that are getting to be my age, and I'm 58, they have a conscience, and they do not want to see their children or their grandchildren having abortions because of what the ramifications to the Lord would be. So,
you know, and May, I want to thank you for your phone call right now, because to be able to call in to say, you know, this is what happened with me, this is my personal story, I had an abortion, and it breaks my heart now, and I didn't have this information. That's why the sidewalk counselors are important, Than. That's why the free speech rights around abortion clinics are important, and why the pro-life protesters and the counselors and the crisis pregnancy centers, that's why they're all important, because the information gets to the people, and enough people are now hearing about this and understand the ramification of the scope that, you know, the last 17, 20, 30 years, everything has changed.
Yeah, Jordan, this has always been about hearts and minds. It's always been about education. It's never been about condemning people like May who have been through this. It's about arming them with the information they need to truly make a choice. And this is what's so wrong about the other side describing themselves as pro-choice. They're not pro-choice. They're pro-elective abortion. They don't want to get this information to people like May, because they know the exact result will be the numbers that you're reading today. More people will be pro-life. More people will have access to technology like my wife and I have had access to over these last 4 years, these 4D ultrasounds, where you see that baby in the womb, you know it's alive, it's conclusive proof. And frankly, Jordan, just to speak plainly, truth about the other side too, truth about Planned Parenthood and the fact that elective abortion is a big business for them. It's not about being pro-choice or giving women's health care. It is a business for them. It is about making money, and it's all about telling people the truth about both sides of that equation, the life that exists in your womb, but then also on the abortion side, what Planned Parenthood and abortionists like them are really after.
You know, folks, it's absolutely right. Than is right. I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and I encourage you, hang on the line. Hang on the line, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to be taking your phone calls right away on the Jordan Sekulow Show in exactly 2 minutes, and there are some lines open. If you want to keep calling, you got another 25 minutes exactly to do so. So if you get a busy signal in a couple of minutes, you got 25 more minutes, even if you're not hearing the Jordan Sekulow Show on your local broadcast. And we put all those shows up at jordansekulow.com. You can listen online right now at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. The show is live there. It's absolutely free. The podcast is available this afternoon, so it's worth it. You want to hear yourself on the air? Keep calling 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Support the American Center for Law and Justice. I really encourage you. That's why we're able to have a congressman like Congressman Jeff Landry in Louisiana come to us yesterday and say, will you do the brief? Can you do this for us? And he puts out that release, the information. He went to the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, to write this brief, to represent. And folks, we'll be representing other members of Congress as well, joining in the battle against the HHS mandate. It's because of all of you that we're able to do that work very quickly. We've got the capabilities. We don't have to think twice about it. If the opportunity is there, we can seize the moment because of all of our ACLJ supporters and our donors. And I want to thank all of you for that. And that's why we're able to be on the air as well on Jay Sekulow Live and the Jordan Sekulow Show. If you want to support us, you can make an online donation at aclj.org, or you can call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to make a donation to support the American Center for Law and Justice, so that we can do these quick turns. We can fight the HHS mandate because a member of Congress asked. Go to aclj.org. It's very quick to donate online. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live. Coming up next on the Jordan Sekulow Show, your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Keep calling us.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.